This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, what I believe is a session of sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Some of you have noticed already, little change of name there. And it's okay. It was always that way, really. I started a show at a time when everybody and his brother were coming up with, like, cool names. And at the time, hey, I thought it was a pretty cool name anyway. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Jennifer Van Laar is going to join me right after the break. She is a deputy managing editor for redstate.com. She's been all over this Newsom story, this and others, but the whole thing with Newsom, you know, the privilege that that man has. If anybody has privilege, all right, Newsom and family have it. Well, we know he's part of the Pelosi family and so on, but he's got it. You know, he's been given very expensive gifts, doesn't claim them, and doesn't get in any trouble. And his kids go to a private school, and that particular private school was in an area that somehow got tagged as not having to have masks at one point in time. I mean, we go to the whole list of special privileges, but that's because he's the governor, you know. Right? And again, doesn't Nancy Pelosi, Auntie Pelosi, or as we say on the East Coast, Auntie Pelosi? I mean, didn't she say no one is above the law? I guess unless it's her nephew. But really, I mean, you hear about this stuff, you just have to laugh. Because they don't mean it. You can't take them seriously, which is why when they talk about things like masks and other things along those lines, you still can't take them seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And she'll, you know, I mean, again, she would be the first. If anybody else was doing what he was doing, she'd be the first. But if you want to recall, you really want to remember how deceitful, nasty, and deviant they are. Do you remember Harry Reid? I lovingly refer to him as Harry Reid. Because he claimed, if you remember, that Romney hadn't paid his taxes in like 10 years. He just threw it out there. And because of that, he believes that's what part of what beat Romney. And then a couple of years later, when he was interviewed on one of the mainstream fake media channels, the reporter said, we know that not to be true, know that that was not to be true. Do you feel bad about not telling the truth about it. And what was his response? You know, being the good religious man that he was. What was his response? Well, he's not president, is he? Come on, think about that. So for them, the end, you know, does justify the means, doesn't it? That it's okay to say and do whatever you want to do, as long as in the end you get what you're looking for. You get the results that you want. Right? It just never stops. It's so much fun because it never stops. And the hypocrisy behind them, in that constant state, what they believe to be justice, what they believe to be truth, should scare you. It should scare you tremendously. Because it does me, because it tells me they're not willing to stop anything on their side of the aisle. I mean, look at what Swalwell was doing. Having an affair with a Chinese spy. Now we know he's got, you know, finances and that he's paid out in his from his campaign funds that he shouldn't have been doing, that were illegal to do. Nobody's going to take him to task. Nobody. You know, Rick Green has been pushing for a convention of states, and at first I was totally against it. Because I was worried that, you know, something would happen, something would go sideways, and we're done. But what I've, see, again, out of ignorance, and what I've come to learn, is that's not how it works. And you have to have, right now, with the way the states are laid out, we are more than safe. You know, in getting them on board. But I wouldn't take on big chunks. I would lay out some of the holes that you see happening in today's environment. And that's how I would make them step up. I'd lay it out in those states with, you know, 3, 4, 5 different items. Maybe force them to go back to paper voting. But remember something, in the convention of states from a constitutional standpoint, the Supreme Court cannot shoot it down. Because it is actually more powerful than the court itself. So it's not something you want to do all the time. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jennifer Van Laar joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to be talking about plenty of things like, you know, Newsom and the whole Olympic debacle. Let's see. I want to get her take on that. Find out where she's at. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest? access for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
We are back. You're listening to Joe Messina's show on the Genesis Communication Network. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I really do. If you want a text message or text alerting when the show is coming up, simply text GOJO, all one word, GOJO, to 77222. That way there, your mail doesn't get censored. It doesn't get read. It's just a text message. It goes out pretty quick. You know the show's starting, and that's the best way to do it. I am tired of fighting with Google and the rest of them. You know, I don't have Trump's money, so I'll join his lawsuit. But, man, we're just going to focus on the issues. We're going to focus on being on the air and that kind of thing. I'm not totally done, but mostly done with the social media platforms. But anyhow, you know, His Highness is at it again. And Governor Newsom, I mean, this guy has really got a problem. He definitely has a mental deficiency. I'm not a doctor, but, I mean, the reality is when he's going up and down the state telling you I mean, he's like Baghdad Bob, right? He's got fires going on in San Francisco, and he's looking at you going, the crime rate in California has been on a steady way down. It's dropping down on a regular basis. We don't really have an issue with high crime. He's got to be smoking something. I'd love to know what he's smoking to put him in that level of utopia that doesn't exist. Anyway, somebody who's written a lot about this man, Jennifer Van Laar, joins me. She's Red State's managing editor and unapologetic California conservative. Man, where are you hiding? Because if you're a California conservative, you've got to be hiding somewhere, right?
Just right down in Simi Valley.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, it's true, though. He did not an apology tour, but I thought it was great as a couple of weeks ago, he's going around the state, he's talking about all this money that he's going to cut loose for schools, he's going to pay the rents that were in the arrears for all Californians that were hit by the COVID-19. I mean, what are the printing presses working 24/7 up there in Sacramento? What's going on?
That must be what he's doing because we have a surplus, but the way that he is just spending the money and the way that he is just got a new program every day, ineffective, of course, but it costs a lot of money, is just stunning.
Yeah. Oh, hey, but Uncle Joe will take care of him. Bailed him out this time. Got to bail him out again. Think about it.
The way those moving trucks are heading out of California, there's not going to be a lot left.
I did that story the other night about how many trucks are leaving. The U-Haul's got the numbers out there, and the states that they're going to, and the amount it costs to bring those trucks to different states. It's like, if you want to go to Texas from here and you load up a 22-foot box truck, it's going to cost you almost $5,000. If you're coming back, they'll cut you a deal at $1,100 because they need to get the trucks back here.
Right. I just found out my son and daughter-in-law and my granddaughter are moving to North Carolina this fall, and they're going to do the pods thing, so hopefully they'll save a little bit of money. But,
yeah.
Hey.
It's still crazy. So, you know, your recent article about Newsom knew that his son's baseball camp through some emails that you got your hands on or saw, where the mask was optional, all the stuff that he has forced on us. I mean, go back to him having that lunch or dinner, whatever it was, with his crew at, what was it, $1,500 a plate, whatever it was.
Something like that. Like a $20,000 dinner bill.
I don't spend $1,500 a week on food. Can you imagine just one meal at $1,500?
I don't even know if I spent that in a month.
It shows you not just the elitist attitude, and not that they're just out of touch with reality, but they do have a different mindset as to where they stand in society as opposed to us, doesn't it?
Yeah, Newsom doesn't want anything to apply to his own kids, and I don't blame him. I want my kids in school. They're all out of school now, but it was my son's senior year last year. I wanted him there. I wanted him not wearing a mask at things. I wanted him to be able to run around and not wear a mask, so I don't blame Gavin for that. But the fact that he wants to have all the rest of our kids have to comply with these nonsensical things, and they don't even make sense science-wise. So there's really no reason. And from what I know, from people I know in the business up in that area, his kids play in that league. And this guy I just found out is a notorious anti-masker, the guy that runs that camp. So Newsom had to know that. The guy had been all in the press talking about hating the lockdowns and everything. He had to know it. And if he's so obsessed with it, we know that Gavin eats, drinks, and sleeps, masks, vaccinations, all of his lockdown things. How can he not be paying attention to the camp where his kids are going to go to make sure? And then they go a whole day and somehow they didn't realize that no one had a mask on, even their own kid. I mean, I guess the kid is 10 years old, so he could have, actually it was two of their children, the 11 and 10-year-old. They could have been sent with a mask and taken it off because no one else was wearing one. That I'll grant Gavin that. But it's just still, he only admitted that his kids were there once people knew, once the picture got out. And then once it got out, he didn't say anything about being warned that there were going to be no masks. And then the email comes out. Then he says, oh, yeah, we missed the email. He's only admitting what he has to admit when he has to admit it. So what else is out there that he's done that we just don't know about yet?
No, that's true. I mean, and you think about everything that has come up that he's either denied or shrugged his shoulders and say, yeah, I wasn't aware of that. But he's come out several times and said that he doesn't follow the CDC. He doesn't really align and or agree with what the CDC puts out there at times. And you have to sit and say, well, who are you listening to? What are you doing? I think the new round of smoke of masks, I got to tell you, I think it's a smokescreen for the upcoming election.
Right, and I have heard that too, that they're going to try to lock down again before then, so it's more of a mail-in election. And I've even heard people speculate, it's purely speculation, that we'll have some rolling blackouts around the time of the time of early voting. What is it, in L.A. County, you have like a week before the election that people can go to those in-person vote centers? You know, and that is actually prime fire time, you know, that you could have rolling blackouts or just blackouts from brush fires.
You know, here's what I love. So you've done enough work on this. You know this to be true, which is they're not allowing the underbrush to be cleaned. He's not. The eco freaks have got him petrified. And so they're not allowing the underbrush to be cleaned. So what's he do? He gets another plane. I think he just allocated enough money for another fire retardant plane. Well, that's great. How about getting rid of the underbrush? Why don't you start there? And to your point.
Or how about allowing PG&E and Edison to clear out the underbrush around their the transmission lines and the transformers and all that. Let them do that.
God, dude, you're going to bring logic. You're going to bring logic to the game. Nobody wants to play up there, you know. But I feel like I live in North Venezuela up here. Internet goes down or brownouts or slows down on a regular basis. We do have brownouts. We've had blackouts. I've had to set up a generator here, so a whole house generator, because, you know, you can see it coming. And Southern California Edison, you know, because of the fires going on up north, we may have to have rolling blackouts. Like, are we for? I'll just move to Venezuela. I probably would have better service there.
Right. Well, not just that. I don't know if you saw the news yesterday. Thank God that California was not the only state with this insanity, but Dell has these Alienware computers that are really high-powered for gaming usually.
Yep.
But my son is a spreadsheet nerd at his work, and so he just got one. He needs the processing speed to be able to process all of the data on the spreadsheets to do his work, because otherwise other less powerful computers will just shut down. Well, now, because those computers use so much power, then Dell is not allowed to ship Alienware computers into California anymore.
Whoa, no, I didn't hear that. That's a good one to talk about. And
but, you know, but how many old air conditioning units or old washer and dryers are things use
you've got to go for a break, but I want to hit this again on the other side of the break, because you're not supposed to charge your electric cars either. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. From Communist California, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's governor is sending the National Guard to the state's border with Mexico to help local law enforcement arrest migrants illegally crossing into the state. Governor Greg Abbott requested the extra manpower, saying that law enforcement needs more assistance in dealing with the influx of migrants that continue to overwhelm border authorities. As part of their efforts to stem the flow into the state, Texas law enforcement officials began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges last week. And the Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Oh, you know, we lost. I can't think of the guy's name. The bass player for ZZ Top died yesterday or today. Oh, that's terrible. That was great music. You know, I mean, that, you know, I'm going to sound like a 90-year-old guy now when I say it. That was music. I don't know about the stuff today, but that was music. Always enjoyed that. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on a regular basis. Let me just bring her back on because we were having a good time and a good conversation. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She is a managing editor at Red State and unapologetic California conservative. Man, I'm telling you what, it's like a badge now to wear because there's very few of us left here. Really, truly, very few of us that are willing to stand up and fight. And I believe you're one of those people. So thanks for doing that.
Thank you. You're doing it too.
Yeah. Yeah, but I get to hide in a cave. You have to go
right
out.
Oh, God.
So we were talking about His Highness, Governor Newsom. And, you know, again, you were talking about the computer consumption. You know, you're talking about they can't, what is it, the Alienware computers? They can't.
Right.
Well, that means Bitcoin computers you can't use here anymore either, right?
Right. And they don't, it's not logical. It's like, okay, these computers take a lot of power, but what other things in your house take a lot of power? Are we going to go through and have them tell us exactly which home appliances
yes
we're allowed to have? This is
yes
insane.
You know, you already know the answer. If you've got a smart, I just found this out. If you have a smart meter, and we weren't given a choice. A lot of times you just showed up and all of a sudden there was the meter. If you have a smart meter, which is controlled wirelessly, and you have a smart thermostat, they've actually, if you check the wrong box when you set it up, they can actually hop in and drop your thermostat down or up, depending on the electrical needs in your area. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. They're in my house.
Yeah. Right. We got like $175 off last year to sign up for this program to, you know, where they could change your thermostat. But it was like 85 degrees in the house for a week. And
yeah,
I said, no way, it's not worth it. I'll pay the money
to
not have
not
to deal
it
with that.
No, I want my coolness. I mean, I
mm-hmm
I need it. I enjoy it. To your point, you know, you've got computers in the house. You've got other things in the house generating heat. You've got to be able to cool it down here. And again, go back to, I was joking before we went to break, but it's truth. We spent $1 billion on those electrical windmills, right? We spent $1 billion on all the solar panels, the big solar farms out in the middle of nowhere, so that we could start shutting down these terrible plants that generate electricity. And now we're being told that they don't want us to charge our electric cars because it's taking too much power. It's pulling too much off the grid. I'm thinking, have they figured out anything? Can they figure out how to do anything right in the state?
No, because the problem with Democrats is they can say one thing one day and a completely opposite thing the next day and believe both of them. But when it comes to energy policy, you can't do that. They don't understand that all things actually do have to agree with each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but up in the Antelope Valley, northern Los Angeles County area, they have these massive farms up there. And I was reading an article that said that basically they were only working at 68% capacity at one point because nobody was cleaning them.
What? Oh, my gosh. Nowhere to go.
You know, wouldn't you think the wind was going to blow the dust and the dirt off of these things and the dead birds on these things?
Think about that part. Come on, you're setting them to think through the entire process.
Well, it's like the water. Look, they take one of the most beautiful states and one of the most beautiful cities, San Francisco, and really turned it into a crap hole for all intents and purposes. Uh-huh. Again, it's like we live now. They want us to start to save 50% of our water consumption, not because we're truly in a drought, because we could have water here, but because fish bait. They're protecting fish bait up there in northern San Francisco, and I'm saying to myself, and we're supposed to trust these people for masks, right?
But we learned already the last time they had us limit our water use that then we're just going to pay higher rates later because the companies still need to have the same amount coming into them. The water companies need to still have the amount of cash coming into them. If you cut your consumption and you have the same rate, what happens to the company?
Here you go. Again. Again, you making common sense here. They don't like any of that. But you're right. They did the same thing with the electrical. They in L.A., the LADWP pushed for the solar panels. Push. Edison jumped on board with that. Now they realize that electricity consumption was down. Plus, they were having to buy electricity from these houses. So what do? They go to the PUC and they say, well, we need to charge more money for electricity because now we're not making as much money as we were. And you're forcing us to buy electricity back. So this is your fault. We need some help. Like, wow, did anybody think of that before?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Oh, God. Jennifer, you couldn't write this as a sitcom, right? Can you imagine going to somebody and say, hey, I got an idea for a show about this governor that's all screwed up and he's running the state this way? And they go, no, nobody's going to believe that. Nobody's ever going to buy that.
House.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll throw you out. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Olympics and what's going on with the gymnasts there? And I'll let you take the first pass at it because it's been quite explosive on Twitter and other places. And people are beating on her because she is having some issues. She's having some I don't want to say mental issues because that sounds so bad, but you know what I mean by that. Give
mental
me a
health.
On it. Yeah.
So yeah, Simone Biles. She's probably the greatest gymnast the world's ever seen, especially for the United States, for sure. She's has more gold medals. I mean, she probably has her body weight in gold medals. And she's competed with kidney stones. She's competed through sickness and all kinds of things. But she was also one of the gymnasts who was repeatedly molested by their team doctor for years. And all of that came out right after the 2018 Olympics in Rio. She acknowledged publicly that she had been abused by him, but she said she was never going to talk about it. She finally gave an interview just 3 weeks ago to the Hollywood Reporter, I believe it was, about that abuse, and I haven't read it yet. So I was in gymnastics as a kid, not anywhere near the level of Simone Biles, and have friends who have competed in gymnastics. And one thing that we've learned in that is that if you're doing stunts in gymnastics and your head isn't in the right place, you can seriously injure yourself, be paralyzed, kill yourself even, you know, break your neck. So if you're not able to really compete at the highest level, you shouldn't, because it's a bad day at the gym. It can end up in a wheelchair, not just like if you're a public speaker and you give a crappy speech. That's one thing. And so we all get distracted from time to time for issues. But this abuse by this doctor, that's pretty major emotional stuff. So another, a little more background on Simone Biles. She's 24. her mother was a drug addict, and she was taken out of the home and put in a foster family. Luckily, the foster family was really good. They're the ones that got her into gymnastics, but she still was old enough to remember what life was like having an addict for a mom. I haven't really heard anything about her dad. So then she goes and gets abused. And who knows if she had other abuse even as a kid when she lived with her mom, because a lot of times kids whose moms are drug addicts are abused by whatever boyfriends are around.
Yep.
Who knows? I'm just speculating there. So anyway, it's called the twisties. She did a vault the other night, and in the middle of a twist in the air, her body just kind of got disoriented, just like big pilots do sometimes in the clouds. And luckily she was able to land safely, but that really shook her. And then from what I've read, that her being shook there, just her confidence in herself being able to perform at that level was gone. And the stunts that she does, they don't even give her extra points for difficulty on some of them because they know nobody else in the world can do it. So the things she's doing are extremely dangerous. So I understand people criticizing her for leaving her team in the lurch who still won a silver medal, and wanting to follow through on commitments and how sometimes you just have to grin and bear it. But, sometimes it's also you have to listen to your body and do the right thing. Because what if she had, God forbid, ended up like with a breathing tube or in a wheelchair for the rest of her life because she went ahead and did that and got injured? Or just performed so terribly that the team didn't even place? Then how mad would these people be?
Yeah, it's funny. I listened to, didn't read, what Charlie Kirk said about her, and I think that was way over the top. I really do. I agree with you on that one.
I talked to his people about that today.
And, he's, at this point in his career, he's not going to care. He's not going to care, right, But again, going after her the way he did, I don't think it was right. I have my own thoughts on some of this. I see what some of the kids... let's just pull it away from her for a second. Let's talk about some of these kids that have not been in school for a year and a half. They're going through a whole bunch of issues with their mental health, and then they're having a hard time dealing with even going back to school and seeing their friends. And some of them won't be seeing their friends because their friends aren't coming back to school. Teen suicide rates are way up across the country. So I don't want to make it sound like I don't have a heart for some of these kids that understand what they're going through. And here's that music again. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'll finish my thoughts on this. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do up there as well. I should say I don't care about you, but I'm enjoying my conversation with Jennifer Van Laar. She's Red State's managing editor. And again, Jennifer, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the young lady that I keep wanting to call her B-Lo, but that's not her name. What's her last name?
Biles.
Okay. And, you know, her pulling out of the Olympics for all intents and purposes because of some mental health issues that she had. We were talking about how teen suicides are up. Kids have been through a lot. Young people have been through a lot in the last 14, 16, 18 months because of COVID-19. And again, mental health in this country for young people, this isn't something that's going to be fixed in 24 months. Oh, you know, they've been through it for a year. We'll work with them. They'll be over in a couple of years. Kids are resilient. This is going to be something you're going to see results for at least a decade. But I want to get back to originally what you and I talked about during one of the breaks, and I said to you, this isn't new for her. This didn't just happen when she showed up in Japan. She's probably been suffering through this for a while. So though I don't agree with Charlie Kirk, not even close, in calling her a sociopath and all that other stuff. But I will say, as phenomenal as an athlete as she is, at some point in time she had to realize deep in her heart of hearts that I may not be able to do this. If I go through something, if something happens to me, if something I have to hit head on, I may not be able to work my way through this. You know, is that the place to be? Please be, if you're listening out there, I'm not beating on her. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just questioning real athletes who kind of know where they're at and what they can push through. You know, should she have sat back at some point in time and said, I may not be able to go through this, so I'm just going to wait till I get better?
And I guess a lot depends on what her mental health status was within those few weeks before, because obviously the abuse hasn't happened to her in a while because that guy has been in jail or arrested, right, you know, for a couple of years at least. But, and I'm not a world-class athlete by any means, but as far as the mental health things, I do have a little bit of personal experience having been, I'm a rape survivor. I've had some other traumatic experiences that sometimes things come up and you don't know when it's going to hit you. So I guess my point is maybe she didn't realize that there's been another thing that you're aware of with some things politically around town where I was kind of a black sheep for a long time. And sometimes when things would come up in politics about women being either blackballed or not believed and that kind of thing, it'll trigger something in me because of what I went through with that. But you don't know when that's going to come up. So it depends on, obviously, going to competing, she could have foreseen that's going to be a trigger because obviously it was their team doctor that had molested her, and so it's the same kind of environment. And, yeah, she should have been able to know that there might be something triggering there and maybe put in place some mental health supports in case she did end up having a bad triggering type experience. I hate that word because the leftists use it in a bad way, but it still is a valid thing. You know, some things do trigger a really bad response or a PTSD type response. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of a weaselly answer, but yes, she should have been aware of that, but also you don't always know when it's going to hit you.
No, and I realize that people have different personalities, different characters, and you know what would trigger somebody who's been through the same experience won't trigger another person that's been through the same experience. So I get all of that. So my only question again was, all right, if you knew you were weak, for lack of a better term, in these areas, if you knew you might have an issue in these areas, we're, you know, you're talking about a pretty big situation here, and I know you want to be part of it. I know you want to do everything you can to be part of the team. And that was the other thing. Something, whether she said it or somebody else said it about, you know, I wanted it to be about me. I wanted to make this work. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe that was where the pressure was coming from. It's a team effort. It's not a you effort. All of you guys have to be on your game in order to win this and to make this happen. And again, I played hockey. I was not, you know, looking for the Olympics. I was looking to have fun, and that was it. So to your point a minute ago, I probably wasn't the best athlete out there. Just having fun, you know.
Now, I did hear that USA Gymnastics really pressured her to be there as kind of her last hurrah because she's such a well-known name in the sport, and they're trying to rehab their image. I don't know how severe that pressure was, or she could have just said, I'm good with, you know, my last Olympics. But I agree. Like, there's teammates involved and all that. She should have had some kind of a plan for if she had some bad days or experiences.
And what do you think her team, you know, I mean, her teammates had to know where she was at, what she was going through. I wonder how, you know, I know we're guessing here, but I'm curious to see, you know, if you've got real friends, teammates or not, you know, they're looking at you going, look, you either you can push through this or, you know, don't do this. This is going to hurt you mentally. You don't need any more aggravation. Just don't do this, you know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll hear more in the next weeks about it.
Yep. Well, I don't usually jump all over the stuff when it first happens because there's always more information that comes out.
Exactly.
You know, true. I know. I love these people, you know, especially with the shooter stuff. Everybody comes out and starts speculating. When everybody's like, shut up. Just your heart and your prayer goes out to the family.
Taking a minute to breathe is never going to hurt anyone.
No, we can't do that. Okay. Let's talk about the California. We've got a few minutes. Let's talk about the California governor race, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, it's just amazing. Hey, listen, but I hear the pole dancer dropped out because she couldn't come up with enough money. I don't know how that's
possible.
Oh,
really? Yeah. I didn't know about the pole dancer, but I'm sure there was one.
I think they were up to 51 or 52 last time I checked. I know wow. that I went round and round with Grant Stitchfield about Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know if you heard about that, but he had suggested that the people of California, the religious people of California, put their principles aside and elect Jenner because it was the only person who had a chance to win. I say, what? So
these people are saying about Larry Elder now, but not about obviously not about setting aside their Christian things, but he's the one who has a chance to win.
Well, this is what they say. This is what they always say when they look at California candidates. Notice that the last couple of cycles, it's never been who would do the best job. It's always been who's the only guy that can win. But I don't care who you put in there. Here's my beef. You put somebody in that seat today, you still have the Democrats who have over 80% of the power there. What are you going to do?
Well, that's why I like Kevin Kiley, because he actually has looked into all of the ways that executive orders can be used. And he sued Gavin Newsom over the use of them and won. So he knows what the court says is the actual limit of an executive order. So he has a plan to roll back Newsom's executive orders day one, and knows what he can do via executive order if the legislature fails to act. So I feel like he has the best chance to actually make a noticeable difference in the next year. And that's what anyone who wins and has to do, or we're just going to get Gavin Light elected in 2022.
So you don't like the previous mayor of San Diego?
No. I mean, for a lot of political reasons, but now there's another reason to really not trust him. So there's been this whole scandal about this 101 Ash Street building that the city bought when he was mayor, and some of his friends said they were going to serve as unpaid advisors on that transaction. And they ended up getting millions of dollars each through a third company. Well, it turned out the building, not only did the city basically end up paying double what it was worth, it's filled with asbestos. And instead of taking about $30,000 in rehab, it's going to take like $100 million in rehab. And an audit came out earlier this week that found that Faulkner intentionally misled the rest of the city council about this deal. And one of the guys that got the millions of dollars is under FBI investigation because Trump had nominated this guy, the Manchester, to be ambassador to the Bahamas. And then allegedly Manchester was giving large gifts to people who would vote on his nomination. And so the FBI is looking into that. So Manchester is also giving all of his records on these deals with Faulkner to the FBI. So who knows where that's going to lead? And if we already have one corrupt governor that has shady real estate deals, we don't need another one.
Well, that's, and my joke was, why would I vote for a guy who told me that I could walk along the beach, but I couldn't stop during the COVID situation?
Right.
Like, okay, we need another guy like that at the top.
Right.
Okay, no problem. All right, so you're in the news world. I want to know why Newsom's affairs are being squelched.
You know, I was just thinking about that yesterday, thinking about all the things that Newsom's done that we don't know about, because I'm sure you heard, what was it, a couple months ago, when the LA Times was allegedly going to be breaking the story of an affair that Newsom was having with one of his young blonde staffers, and it got to within an hour of when this thing was supposed to publish, and even a Long Beach newspaper kind of published something about it, anticipating it, then it never dropped. I don't know what phone calls
I'm shocked. Me. Aren't you shocked? I'm shocked.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. He has a thing, like somebody else we know, he has a thing for his campaign staffers. Okay.
Right.
Right?
And campaign workers, best friend's campaign staffer, wife, whatever.
Oh, God. So, I mean, it's amazing to me. Here the wife he... Oh, I'm sorry. She's not his wife. She's his first partner. That's what she calls herself. So the woman he has now, I mean, he cheated with her on his last wife. Right? And now he's cheating on his current wife. But I don't think that's the only one. I've heard rumors that there's more than one, but they're all either campaign staffers or office staff, and we're hearing nothing. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't it great? Anyhow, so tell people where they can find your writings, where they can get a hold of you, send you information, whatever.
At redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
All right, Jen, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Always appreciate
your time with me. All right, people, Tom Del Vaccaro joins us in the next hour. We're going to get his take on this California governor's race. This ought to be interesting. We'll be back in a little bit.